92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. I'm Mary Ellen Murphy, and you know I love to talk to my theater people. This is with the Timberlake Guild Performers, which is out of St. John's Episcopal Church on Washington here in downtown Grand Haven. First of all, say hello to the director of 12 Angry Jurors. That would be Walter Mack Davis. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good to hear. How are you doing, Darcy?
I'm very well, thank you.
And you play the lead, Darcy, in this play, don't you?
I do.
Interesting. All right, 12 Angry Jurors. Tell us about this show.
Well, let me set her up. It was originally a play called 12 Angry Men with Henry Fonda in the movie. But the publishers have since developed two other scripts, one all women and one a mixed cast. We decided to do the mixed cast. We've got six women and six men in it, bringing it very much up to date. And Darcy's playing the part that Henry Fonda originally played.
Really? Darcy, that's amazing.
Thank you. It's been quite interesting ride. I've enjoyed it.
I love this. All right. So tell us act one. Take us to act one. Where does this start?
It starts the minute they are in the jury room after receiving the judge's instructions, telling them that if you find this man guilty, he will get the death penalty. By the way, there are 37 states that still have the death penalty. Michigan is not one of them. It begins with them then taking a vote, the 12 people, and it turns out 11 people vote for a guilty verdict, and one person votes for not guilty. That starts the discussion, because that person, played by Darcy, insists before we make a final decision on a man's life, we ought to talk it over a bit.
One would think,
and,
right?
And, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And what's interesting, a few of the people, jurors, are ready to just be done with the thing. The one guy's got tickets to the Yankees. That's all he's thinking about. That's all he's thinking about. But what happens in the course of the play is every one of them gets drawn into the seriousness of the decision, and they all come to they all reach some point in the play where they realize something about their own life that they hadn't realized before.
Wow. This is so cool. Now, Mac, I know that, you know, you have a Substack, you write,
yeah,
you're
yeah.
a professor.
Well, I was.
You were your former, once a professor,
at
always.
At Ohio State University.
There you go. And, you know, Darcy, I know you're well-versed in theater, but it says that this is a black box performance. What does that mean?
Black box theater originated, it was a square, the walls are black.
Okay.
But the bigger point of it all is the audience is right in the action. The audience can be all four sides. Ours happens to be three sides, but the, excuse me, the performing area is right amongst everyone. So it's a very intimate setting. You're literally just mere feet away from us.
Wow.
And while you don't get to see all of the angles, we're up and at it a bit. And so, you know, you come both nights, so you get both perspectives.
I think it's a way that acting really becomes dangerous, because you are right there.
Ooh.
You are feeling the immediate reactions, and you're building off of those.
I love this. This is Friday night and Saturday night, November 8th and November 9th at 7 o'clock. And people, this is perfect, because people are tired of this election. This will be a great thing to see on the weekend once the election is over with. This is really cool. What did you learn about revisiting this show? Mac, what'd you learn?
I have never been on a jury. I have always wanted to be.
You've never been on a jury?
I was on the jury here, but every one of the cases was settled out of court before we got in there. So I didn't get the opportunity. And for an actor, anything you're playing, you want to experience.
Of course.
I once played a pimp, so.
You know,
I also played Hamlet. You know, you go the full range. One of the first things we all tried to get a hold of is, what is it like to be in such a room? When Sidney Lumet made a movie of this, he used the camera to create claustrophobia.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But you're in that room. Darcy, what was it like? Have you ever served on a jury, Darcy?
I have not.
You're kidding me.
You.
Oh, I have.
Oh, you have.
Oh, yeah. Darcy, what was it like never serving on a jury, getting into character?
Well, what was helpful was being able that we're doing it in the now, right?
Right.
So it is a bit different how it would have been back when it was done by all men. Mm-hmm. Back then, women didn't count quite as much. And now we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, what a concept.
And so we have an opportunity as women to be heard a bit better. And so it wasn't hard in as much as I relate to the character because that person is empathetic and so am I.
Ah.
And so where it came in for me was just really trying to think of how empathetic could I truly be with somebody that might have murdered someone. I mean,
right.
You don't know, have they not? You really do need to assess all sides to have it be fair. And it astonishes me just how fast people in a jury and outside of a jury aren't fair.
Let's talk about Timberlake Guild performers, because I'm recognizing some names, because, I mean, this is a small community. So I love the theater community in this town, because Central Park Players, you know, they support what you're doing.
Yep.
You support what they're doing. A very interesting cast. I see a few names I recognize. Greg Borgman. I know that name. I'm not sure.
Greg is one of the best, I don't know what the right word is. He's a major parishioner at St. John's.
That's why I know the name. Okay.
And he has a wonderful voice that's somewhat like a frog's, and it plays very nicely.
Does it really?
He's the guy who wants to get to the Yankees game.
Oh, isn't that something?
Yeah.
So every juror is completely different from the other juror.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
And then you get to know them while watching the play, and then you may favor juror number, say, 9,
that's
Carolyn Morris, over juror number 4, Katie Wolfis. It looks like an all-star cast from Grand Haven, that is. But I love this. This is going to be a great show. And you're not charging anybody. Well, you would like some goodwill donations.
We started this group a year ago, and we did a production of Our Town.
Yes.
I was a professional actor, and I've done some directing, and I decided to start this group.
I love this.
And we worked last year with people who had never been on stage. So I had them for 6 months, and I could work them, and I think we turned out a pretty good show. This time, it expanded more because I stepped away from it to do some writing that I'm trying to get done.
Mm-hmm.
But the group evolved, and people came in who weren't part of the previous group, and it's taken on every time you get more people, and people like Darcy with a lot of theater experience, where you get a nice interchange people at different stages in understanding what the art is.
I love it. I love it. I just love that we have vibrant theater in a town this small. I think it's fantastic. I think it's absolutely fantastic. Who's the youngest juror, may I ask? Was there somebody that was really young that maybe wasn't familiar with it?
We originally were going to use 3 high school kids who were all, 2 of whom were in Our Town, as the 3 main characters. But they had other commitments, et cetera.
Yeah.
And so we were lucky that Darcy and Will, who's playing the antagonist to her, and Katie and some others had come over from Central Park, and we formed a kind of an ad hoc community here. I'm hoping it will continue.
Oh, I think you will. I think you will. I think this is awesome. It's Timberlake Guild Performers, a black box performance of 12 Angry Jurors this Friday night and Saturday at 7. It is free. They're asking for goodwill donations. They will be gratefully accepted. Break a leg, you guys?
She can't.
She already did. Oh, my God. Darcy?
Both I and Darcy have had falling accidents within the last 2 weeks. So when you say break a leg to us now,
kind of.
I can't say good luck. Best wishes.
Thank you.
That's good.
All right. One final thing. This is actually a dramatic reading of the play, correct?
Yes. There's many forms of staged reading where the actors still have the books in their hand. We've worked so long on this that most of the actors are virtually off book.
Okay.
But so if we had another month, we could do it. But that's how it will be done.
Okay.
And they've done enough with it that I think many times the audience won't even notice that that they've got a book in their hands. It's like a teleprompter.
I love it. I'm not going to say break a leg because I already said that, and that was the wrong thing to say. Best wishes, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.